Kevin Smith's big movie, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, opens tomorrow. His wife is beautiful. I've met her. This guy is a very nice guy, very talented, but, you know, not Hollywood handsome. He's a big, heavy fire plug of a guy, short and squishy, yet he lands this very, very hot wife. Did he? Because he's a big-shot Hollywood director? Is it his personality? 520-9710. Hi, Jamie. Thank you for waiting. What do you think?
Hi, is this Sam?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sam. This is Jamie.
Hi.
Hi. I tell you, Kevin Smith has something that is beyond good-looking. He is charming. He's brilliant. The first time I saw him was in that movie Dogma.
Right.
And he was the hottest thing in it. I mean, Matt Damon was in it, Ben Affleck. They were nothing compared to him. When he was on the screen, it was like electricity.
All right, but
good looking.
All right, Jamie, how tall are you?
5'8".
And how much do you weigh?
About 140.
Okay, which is totally fine. This guy weighs at least, I would say, 80 pounds more than you. And you're taller than he is.
It totally doesn't matter. He's brilliant, and he's funny. I mean, because he's Silent Bob, he doesn't really speak in the movie.
Right.
Like two lines. And he says more with his eyes and more with his body language than any actor on the screen. There's just something very electric about him.
Wow,
Huh?
Go ahead.
My kids can't figure out why I like him.
Well, but you do. This is Alex. Hello, Alex. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on live with Sam Rubin. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Sam. I think it has to do with a couple of things. Like the guy, you know how women like men that can provide for them?
Right.
And so the guy's got a pretty good gig as far as a job.
Sure.
You know, his name spread around in the movie industry. And he probably just has a really good personality. He's just like a really down-to-earth type of guy. And you don't find that too often. And so it's probably, you know, women are really, they're attracted to those two combinations. And the guy's got it going, you know. I'm an average-looking guy, but once in a while I'll pull some hot girls in. And it's not because I'm the greatest guy in the world. It's probably because of my personality and, you know.
There you go. That's probably the way to do it. Let's go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Sam. Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Very well.
Hey, I got a little story for you. If you make them laugh, make them breakfast. That's kind of the way it goes.
Good for you.
I'm a fire plug, and my wife is hot, like unbelievable. I'm the kind of guy you walk down the street and you go, that guy must be rich. But it's not that at all. If you make them laugh, make them breakfast.
That's very funny. You know what, Keith? Because you made me laugh. Do you want to take your wife to a fun party to see the 2002 Penthouse Magazine model search party?
That'd be great.
All right, hang on hold here for just a second. Congratulations. You've just won a pair of tickets to the 2002 Penthouse Magazine model search party. It's this Saturday, August 25th at the Las Palmas in Hollywood. Tom Likas, Penthouse photographer Earl Miller, and the 2001 Pets will help select the winners, and you are going to go as well. This would be Mark. Hello, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Very well.
Listen, this is a no-brainer, okay? The guy's got money. He's going to get the tail. You know what I'm saying? His wife is fine. If the guy didn't have the position he had, if the guy didn't have the money he had, he would not have that hot wife like that. I'm sorry. This is just, he's a poster boy for, you know, how to get a chick when you a fat, frumpy guy.
All right, here was John. John, you go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I can see where your last caller is coming from, but I'm a big Kevin Smith fan from the time of Clerks. And have you seen the DVD where he's just talking about Clerks?
You know, they ran that on the Independent Film Channel. I did not see it, but I know it was there.
The guy, that is almost as funny as the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's got an incredible personality. And granted, you know, the money helps, but the thing is that you got to be able to hold the woman's interest. This guy is a self-made guy. He didn't get it from daddy's money. He made the movie himself, and he's shown his talent repeatedly, time and time again. And I think that's what intrigued the woman.
All right. Very well. Thank you for that. I don't disagree. Hello, Tony. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. I agree with the last caller. I don't know if you've seen his earlier stuff like Mallrats and
Clerks is terrific. Clerks is an excellent movie.
That's a great film. And the thing is with this guy, like the last guy said, he has an incredible personality and he has developed it. He is an IFC type of guy. He doesn't fit the Hollywood stereotype. And I think a lot of the women on the East Coast just flying back and forth see that more than maybe out here
where
lot of the fluff is.
You know what, though, Tony? This woman was from here
and was
a reporter and flew there to interview him.
Wow, I didn't know that.
By the way, John, joining the long list of female entertainment reporters who basically bagged their men that way, the woman, who's beautiful, who's married to Larry King, used to be an entertainment reporter as well. This is Mike. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield and, like you said, Larry King. Fame, power, and money. Women will give it up every time.
Okay, all right. This is Rob. Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, there are exceptions to every rule, and this is not one of them. If he didn't have the money and power, you know, with his wit and personality, he would get dates, he'd see women, but he would not have these, you know, super beautiful woman. I grew up with a friend of mine who was a heavy guy, the same type of build. He got dates, he had girlfriends, but when he became a businessman and he's worth over a couple $1 million, he got the trophy wife.
There it is. There, yeah, very interesting. Hi, is it Demas?
Yeah.